much of the world, and he soon found, as I had expected, that Holmes and he had much in common. On the evening of our arrival, we were sitting in the Colonel's gun room after dinner. Holmes stretched upon the sofa, while Hayter and I looked over his little armoury of Eastern weapons. "By the way," said he suddenly, "I think I'll take one of these pistols upstairs with me, in case we have an alarm."
"An alarm?" said I.
"Yes, we've had a scare in this part lately. Old Acton, who is one of our county magnates, had his house broken into last Monday. No great damage done, but the fellows are still at large."
"No clue?"
asked Holmes, cocking his eye at the Colonel. "None as yet, but the affair is a petty one. One of our little country crimes, which must seem too small for your attention, Mr. Holmes, after this great international affair." Holmes waved away the compliment, though his smile showed that it had pleased him. "Was there any feature of interest?" "I fancy not. The thieves ransacked the library,